Lundberg.
So I'm just gonna sit on a dock of the bay, watching the tide roll.
7:33, Hudson West Focus 5 on the Beacon. We should be hearing from Will Tatum here in just a couple minutes. Told him to give us a call around 7:35 this morning. Good morning, Tom here.
Good morning, Tom. It's Will Tatum. How you doing?
I'm doing quite well, Will Tatum. Thank you. Thank you for getting back to us. And it's been a while that since we've spoken, but you've had your hands full with everything from history to family, and understandable for sure. But thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you for making the opportunity. It's always a pleasure to chat, Tom.
Yes, and Department of History, Dutchess County, let's see, established on November 1st of 1683 to secure New York's claim to the east bank of the Hudson River. Dutchess County was named in honor of Mary of Modena, Duchess of York. Wow. Will, I just
learned something. We have a long and proud tradition of female leadership extending even as far as the name of our county.
Exactly. You know, Will, DuchessNY.gov history department, where your contact information is listed, but looking down to the second paragraph, it's something I alluded to. You know, of course, our studios are here in Fishkill, pretty close to the Fishkill Beacon line. The Revolutionary War history of this region right here, Will Tatum. I mean, this is, we think about Lexington and Concord, or maybe the Battle of Bunker Hill, Breed's Hill. But what happened right here in the Hudson Valley and right here in Fishkill is just amazing, Will.
It is fantastic, and it's one of those things where the areas that had it good back during the Revolution, you know, the ones where your houses weren't burned, your crops weren't destroyed, all that kind of good stuff, feel like they have a little bit of a tourism disadvantage today, because everyone wants to go to the battle of insert name here.
Yes.
But here in Dutchess County, we still made all of those battles possible because we were the part of the Hudson Valley closest to New York City that was beyond the reach of British occupation. So
right
here we're able to grow all of those crops. We're the bread basket, say that five times fast, of the Revolution in New York. We have the Fishkill Supply Depot, where you have all of the stuff that makes fighting the war possible, not just the guns, the ammunition, the uniforms, but you have the general hospital so that you can take care of sick soldiers. You've got massive stable complexes, because if it wasn't moving on water, a man was carrying it on his back, a cow in the form of an ox or a horse were pulling it. And you needed all of that to make the more what we today think of as exciting stuff possible. But even then, the Hudson Valley does see enemy action. You've got a British fleet that sails up the river in September and October of 1777, same time as Saratoga is going on up north. It's intended to relieve the pressure on Burgoyne's British Army at Saratoga. And happily for Dutchess County, those British commanders choose to burn everything on the west bank of the river, leaving us alone. But sadly, that did end up including Kingston, the state's first capital, which of course made Poughkeepsie the de facto capital. So there's tons of Rev War history here. It's just maybe not of the muskets firing at each other type that people are accustomed to thinking about.
And as we go along the entire way, all the way from, you know, Henry Hudson coming up the Hudson River into the, Fulton's Folly, the steamship Claremont, Samuel F.B. Morse, to today with, IBM talking about building the next generation of supercomputers here in the Hudson Valley. Will, it's all part of the continuation of this moving picture of who we are as a region, Will?
Absolutely. I like to say that the Hudson Valley itself has always been a revolutionary place, and Dutchess in particular has been revolutionary since the Revolution itself. We got a slow start during the colonial period, when one of the last counties to really be settled, but during the Revolution we have this huge economic boost because we're supplying all of the necessary stuff, and we don't have British or enemy attacks. So after the Revolution, the economy opens up, And the geography starts making such a tremendous difference because we are here at the crossroads of north-south, east-west. That attracts investment initially in things we take for granted today, road infrastructure, which we've always been very strong in. And as you mentioned, the steamship, we think about, oh, is this a one-off experiment? No, here in the Hudson Valley and in Dutchess County in particular, you've got the experiments with Fulton in 1807. By 1809, there is regular steamship traffic, like passenger traffic, up and down the river. So you've got steamships coming in the early 19th century. You've got the train arriving both in eastern and western Dutchess just before the Civil War. So we're just the perfect place for all of this economic activity, the place where everyone is coming through. An amazing number of pivotal figures have made their way through Dutchess County. So we've maintained that revolutionary energy ever since 1776, and it's still going strong today.
Well, and when we're talking about, you mentioned the railroads, when the, which we now know as the walkway over the Hudson, but when that opened as a railroad bridge that connected the mills and industry of New England with the coal fields of Pennsylvania and opened up markets all the way to the west, a huge, huge, huge transition because of the construction of that railroad bridge. It was opened up in 1889.
Absolutely, and I tend to think of it as the railroad bridge, and maybe that's because as Dutchess County historian, I've got that booster element. But it really is true. The river is fantastic until you have to cross it, and ferry services are just, you know, they have a limit on how much stuff they can carry and how fast they can move. So when that bridge is created in 1889, Poughkeepsie and Dutchess County as a whole are already a railroad powerhouse. But this is an enormous, huge, beautiful cherry on top because before where it's mostly north-south, now as you point out, it's east-west, it's manufactured goods. It's also a bunch of agricultural goods. We tend to think of recent agricultural expansion here in Dutchess County, but that goes all the way back. We've always been a powerhouse. But when, of course, the Erie Canal opens, that offers new markets to the west where, well, new sources of market material to the west where it's cheaper to grow the stuff. So we are no longer the breadbasket of the country. However, due to that railroad infrastructure, especially with what is today the walkway over the Hudson opening, we're now in the transporting of commodities business in a big way, so much so that the Reynolds family of Poughkeepsie makes an enormous amount of money using what is today Mahoney's as a grain warehouse. So they're buying the grain in the Midwest very cheap. They bring it into Poughkeepsie. Some of it comes over that walkway over the Hudson Railroad Bridge. It goes into that warehouse until prices reach the right point down in New York City. Then they take it out, send it down on the train for export. It's no matter what happens, Dutchess County finds an answer to win.
Wow. So in Mahoney's, am I correct that they still have to this day under glass or plexiglass the screw device that would have moved the grain under there?
They do have the grain auger still there, and it's a real testimony to, you know, people have been technologically innovative for centuries. And that's one of the wonderful things about being here in Dutchess County with its long history and with so much material preserved is you can go down in Mahoney's, get your pints, go take a look at the grain auger, and think about how we've been innovating here in Dutchess County for 342 years, and I think that we don't look a year over 200.
No, not at all. On the phone with me, Will Tatum, Dutchess County historian. And, you know, Will, I know you and I spoke about this before, but when we talk about the railroads and transportation, Dutchess County, and we talked about the movement of condensed canned milk that was produced here in eastern Dutchess County. Will?
Well, I think that this is one of the little bit tongue-in-cheek here, but one of the testimonies to the strength of Dutchess County's business community, because, you know, Borden, Gail Borden with the condensed milk starts out experimentally over in Ulster County, but then builds this plant just before the Civil War out in Wasaic, and this is how you enjoy milk far enough away from a cow that it would otherwise spoil. So this one manufacturing conglomerate is so powerful that our facilities out in Eastern Duchess become the number one supplier of condensed milk to both sides of the American Civil War, both North and South. So that is a story of economic success that I always find entertaining. Yeah,
absolutely. So, Will Tatum, it is 7:45. Can you hold through a quick break?
100%.
So we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the upcoming events for Rev 250. Back with Will Tatum, Dutchess County historian, in a minute on The Beacon. Seven 48, Hudson Valley Focus Live. Back to my conversation with Will Tatum, Dutchess County historian. So, Will Tatum, every time I go down Route 208 through Wallkill, I see the Borden School right there. So I was curious to look that up. I believe it's now a middle school. And the first portion opened up in 1921 with made from bricks from the New Paltz Brickyard. And Marion Borden Holliday, the school's benefactor, was the granddaughter of Gail Borden, the inventor of condensed milk. So here we are, you know, 105 years later, that school still stands and largely a product of, you know, the wealth created by the Borden condensed milk. Will?
Yes, sir. I mean, that is part of the story that we don't perhaps talk about as much as we could here in Dutchess County.
Sure.
Because we do enjoy having Gail Borden associated with us closely, but it is a reminder of these enduring links that draw all of the Hudson Valley counties together. This is not terrifically unusual in terms of an idea that is created in one place and then developed in another. We even saw this with IBM. They get their start in Poughkeepsie,
yes,
but they end up building branch facilities in a number of other locations in the Hudson Valley, of course, including Kingston.
Yes.
So we have that long relationship between Ulster and Dutchess that goes back all the way to 1690, when the Colonial Assembly passed a law saying, Dutchess, you just don't have enough people living in your borders, so Ulster County is going to administer you for a while until you get some more folks in there, and they're going to be the ones that are charged with collecting all the taxes. And it is in large part their ineffectiveness of collecting those colonial taxes that led to the creation of Dutchess County government back in 1714.
Very interesting. And Eddie Moran, your counterpart from Ulster, will probably be joining us here in the next week or so. And we'll look forward to that. And we still have to reach out. You had mentioned to me, and Eddie had mentioned to me, your Orange County counterpart historian, whose name now escapes me.
That's Johanna Poor. She works out of the old courthouse there in Goshen, and another big part of the New York Hudson Valley equation, because Orange is also, like Ulster and Dutchess, one of the original 12 counties of New York set up as part of one central law on November 1st, 1683. We go way back here, and people don't often pause to think about that.
No, we don't. And, well, we'll try to, you know, as we go throughout this year, we'll try to, you know, shine more of a spotlight on it for sure. Upcoming events, we've got about, 8 minutes or so left. Upcoming events here as we celebrate Rev 250. Will?
Our two big county-level events to mark your calendar for right now are both in June, so you don't have to worry about additional stuff to do on July 4th weekend yet. But our first one's going to be on Saturday, June 13th at the Franklin D. Roosevelt Library and Museum up in Hyde Park. This is the return of our RevCon, Dutchess County in the Revolution event. It's a combination day of history fair, so you'll have local history organizations with hands-on activities for the kids to make it a nice family outing. You'll have reenactors there with cannon, with muskets, doing cooking demos to give you an idea of what it was like to be in the Revolution in the colonial period. We'll have some speakers for folks who really want to get their local history on, talking about General Richard Montgomery, a very early martyr of the Revolution. He died on December 31st, 1775, attempting to storm the gates of Quebec City. A really passionate and dramatic episode of history that we don't really think about that much. We'll also have a presentation for all the cooks out there about what are the equivalencies between an 18th century kitchen and a 21st century kitchen and why you should be so grateful for things like microwaves and food processors.
Yeah.
Then we fast forward 2 weeks. You get a weekend off in there, and we will be back at Fishkill Farms on Saturday, June 27th. That's just like RevCon, 10 a.m. to about 4 p.m. And at Fishkill Farms, we will be having the second installment of our Revolutionary Cider event. And as I'm sure you know, Fishkill Farms has a long history going all the way back to Henry Morgenthau, Secretary of the Treasury. Fantastic place to enjoy local cider. We'll be putting a RevWar spin on that with some presentations about foodways, so what was available for the foodies of 18th century Dutchess County in the Hudson Valley, and what is the larger story of cider, which so frequently is eclipsed by hard alcohol, by beer, but has such a strong and compelling history here in Dutchess County and the mid-Hudson. Personally, I'll go for a cider every time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really important part of, you know, really the agriculture and you know, the apples, all of our, you know, wine, everything that we've had here throughout the entire Hudson Valley region that you know, lends itself to agriculture and to this day, how important it is to us, Will.
Absolutely. That is one of those threads. We talk about two things in history, change and continuity. And we often focus on the change. How is today different from 100 years ago, 200 years ago? But there are these points of through lines that join all of these eras of human history together. And one of those is Dutchess County is not just a wonderful place to live. It's also a wonderful place to grow food.
Yes, yes. I think with Fishkill Farms, I believe it was 1939 when FDR was at Fishkill Farms meeting with Morgenthau, and was it Churchill himself who came when they were talking about financing, how they were going to finance World War II?
See, this is where I wish I had my colleague Jeff Urban from the FDR Library, because he would have that right at the tip of his mind.
I've been remiss in you know, since I, you know, am in Fishkill now 5 days a week, I have been remiss in keeping in touch with Jeff Urban and Cliff Lauby and the whole gang up at the FDR, you know, library and the Wallace Center up there. I'm going to have to fix that. And, you know, perhaps with your event coming up on, what'd you say, June 13th, that's a Saturday. I don't know. Maybe I should talk to those guys about, you know, getting up and doing a remote broadcast as I did two or three times before when they had the family weekends up at the...
I think that would be a fantastic opportunity. We'd love to see you there. And it's a little later in the day than your normal broadcast time, so you still get to sleep in.
Yeah, thank you very much. I bet it's 7 or 8 years since Josh Morgenthau was on air with me from Fishkill Farms. And, you know, again, to get them back in, these go back, and it's important for so many reasons, both the history and Will Tatum, as we really still shine the spotlight on how important agriculture is across the entire state of New York, but, you know, right here in our Hudson Valley and right here in Dutchess County. So you mentioned a couple of events coming up, and of course, we will also be looking to have Melaine Rotkamp back in with us from Destination Dutchess. You know, going to have to, you know, turn up the power here on really going after these historical events now. Back to what you were saying about the Fishkill Depot, I've been aware of that, but until I was just discussing this with you now, I didn't actually realize that the Fishkill Depot was the Continental Supply Depot for the entire Northeast during the Revolutionary War. Will?
Absolutely, it was. And it's, again, one of those reminders that Dutchess is really at the crossroads of America. Washington is looking around after the Battle of White Plains in October of 1776. And he's saying, where should I place a supply depot? I need a spot to stash all of this equipment and to take care of these soldiers and to just manage the logistical effort to keep this army in the field.
Yes.
And he looks at the map and he says, you know what looks great is Fishkill, because you have access to the river there, but you're also far enough away from the river that if the British sail up, it's not going to be a good idea for them to get off their boats. You've got all of those, I call them mountains. People from the western U.S. tell me that they are hills, but you've got the Hudson Highlands there protecting you from the south. And you're also right along that major north-south route of the old post road, but you've also got some east-west stuff. Not quite I-84, but, you know, probably as close as you're going to get to the I-84 of 1776. So it's just the perfect position, just like Dufferin has been over time.
Well, and to bring it to today, and with this, we'll be out of time to go across the road, basically, from the Fishkill Depot to the New Dutchess Community College Mechatronics Lab as we train the next generation of technology workers, you know, to move into the future, Will?
Yeah, I mean, that's just part of that revolutionary spirit of Dutchess. It starts 250 years ago, and it is still running strong here today.
Will Tatum, great to have you back, and this will be first of many conversations as we move forward from here. Thanks very much for spending time with us.
Thank you. Take care, Tom.
Yep, you're welcome. So, man alive, we live in a great area. We really do. We really do. I want to thank Will Tatum for spending time with us this morning. We only scratched the surface of what we have. So just about ready to go out to the 8 o'clock break. Another reminder to you that when we come back, it is at 8:05 will be the next morning money grab keyword. So stay tuned. Back in a minute on the Beacon.